This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
That sound is music to Rick Harding's ears, a full bag of empty beer and pop cans. He retired more than 2 years ago from his scrap metal business and is now doing his part to help others in his community of Minden who are struggling to make ends meet.
The wife said to me, "You're going to drive me nuts. Why don't you find something to do?" It was just on whim, you know. I just seen this stuff going out of the county. And I said to the boys, you know, that's terrible that everybody throws their cans in the landfill site and it goes out of the county. None of that money ever comes back.
So, with the help of his best friend Rick Franklin by his side, the two started collecting pop cans, then expanded to beer cans and liquor bottles, then old appliances and even scrap metal. When they've collected enough, they take it all to the city for recycling, then bring the proceeds back home, making cash donations from the proceeds to the Minden Community Food Center. It's something both men are passionate about.
Right now we've done over 20,000 cans right over here in the barrels. I can show them to you.
Wow. 20,000.
Yeah. We get between 3,500 and 4,100 cans in the barrel. The fella that give us all these, we got three bags of beer cans out this morning. He saves all those beer cans for us. He says, you know, you're doing a great thing. He said, you know, it's really helps. He says, I go to the food bank myself. We enjoy doing it.
Franklin came to live with Harding when he was quite young, and the two, who are known as Big Rick and Little Rick, are more like brothers. Franklin says making a difference to his community is what's important, especially now, when a dollar doesn't seem to go nearly as far as it used to.
We've been together basically as long as I can remember, since I was 16, and I'm 83 now. You know, we've been around together working for years. I mean, if you can't do something for somebody else, then what are you doing? What's your purpose in life? Up here, it's different. If somebody has a fire and they need help with something, everybody donates something. If it isn't money, it's furniture or clothes or something. But that always goes on. You can always expect that. And that's a nice thing.
Jean Monroe is the executive director of the Minden Community Food Center and says she's grateful to both Harding and Franklin for their hard work and generosity. She adds, the community is full of kind people with all sorts of creative fundraising activities to raise funds for the food bank. Monroe says every contribution, large or small, makes a real difference.
What I love about Minden is how people give in their own way. Rick Harding and Rick Franklin run a little metal recycling business, and when they've collected enough cash, they swing by and drop it off. We have another neighbor who sells birdhouses, and he drops by every once in a while, and he says, I just make them for something to do, and I drop the cash off, and it just makes me feel better. I can't tell you how good it makes me feel about just what's around me. They give in their own way, Minden. I mean, every way they can. We've got Value Mart, Foodland, Palmax. Last week, I got a ton of stuff from them because they collected food in October. So that impact is huge. I mean, we don't get government grants. We live and survive basically on donations. So from the community or from outside the community. So we really do rely on those. And whether they're large or small, they all mean something and they all go towards food. Of course, there's operational costs. We have 3 part-time people, but we also have almost 50 volunteers. And without those people, we wouldn't be able to I'd be working 12 days a week if there was such thing.
Monroe says that since she started at the Minden Community Food Center, demand has continued to grow from, on average, 140 to 170 people each month coming to the food bank to now more than 400. She says everyone is struggling with no end in sight. If you'd like to have your empty pop cans and beer cans, as well as liquor bottles or any other scrap metal collected to help with the cause, call Rick Harding at 705-286-2525.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.